Okay, so let's take a deep breath and just relax into the energies in this room. And this is the Issaquah Meditation Event, February 8th, 2013. So these energies are specific for you and also specific for the group. Now, you don't have to keep your eyes closed. We won't get into the meditation quite yet, but we're doing some prep work here. So either way is fine. But what I'd like you to do is stay in your body for this part before we actually do the activation. Okay, let's share some reference points for the work. So we obviously are doing quantum work, which means for most people, it's going to be the outside of your realm of understanding mentally. So your mind will not be able to follow this, and we don't want your mind to follow this meditation or even what's being said in the usual way that your mind follows a voice. So think of quantum as your next world that you're moving into, of which in your sharings, all those things that you shared that you wanted to experience from this in your life, see, that's all part of the natural quantum world anyway. So it's not so much that this meditation is going to elevate you to another place, but we're going to take this place where you already are and you're going to breathe it into your body, because this is where the work needs to be done, here in your body, not anywhere else, right? You are a spiritual being foremost, because God created you. So, therefore, you are. Right? To 18-year-olds in the audience. You are a spiritual being, having an earth experience in high school and fit through a physical body. Okay? You got to remember, you're not some human being that's trying to evolve to be spiritual. That's backwards. It will never work. Right? So, if you're holding on to that idea, you can drop that today. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to anchor. I like that word anchor because I learned it in hypnotherapy. But, you know, when you anchor something, okay, you're grounding it, whatever it is. We want to ground into our feet. Okay, that's going to be our anchor point for today. Think of your feet as the grounding reference to the earth, to your physical life, to the spirits of nature, all that. Feet are very important. So I want you to feel more of your feet tonight and feel the sensitivity under your feet. Okay, speaking about emotional stuff. So everybody pretty much is going through challenges like never before. Some have graduated past that, but some are approaching it, and definitely many are in the throes of, oh my God, I have no idea what's going to happen in a month. God help me. Now, in a way, in the dark night of the soul kind of a level, you don't have a reference point, and you only have one thing that you can do consciously when you're in going through that level of uncertainty, and that is to trust. You have to trust, period. You have to trust that you're being taken care of, that your soul knows exactly what it is doing with your life. And if you are trying to navigate through your situation from the ego place of you, you're going to get crushed because it doesn't know how. Or you would have been out of it right now. You would have been out of whatever you're going through, whether it's this loneliness or this, like, I got to heal the stuff in my body, and I went to every healer and it's still there. You have to let go now at that point because nothing's worked up to this point, or else you would be here doing the meditation in someone's home, right? So this is good. So this whole mini life of you that's on the planet, it's still here. It's all your issues from your past, from your childhood, from your birth. It's all this stuff that you thought that you had healed up. This keeps coming up, right? I thought I dealt with that. Oh, here it is again. I'm stuck in it, right? Okay. So we want you to feel totally okay with whatever you're going through emotionally and mentally to not judge it. You can't judge it. Well, you can. It just gets worse, right? So you have to really embrace it. You know, you moms, when you had kids and they were babies and they hurt themselves, what did you do? You picked them up and you hugged them. And you gave them unconditional love and support. You didn't go, "Bad baby, I hope you didn't." Okay, it'll be all right, right? You have to do the same thing with your ego, with your inner child. You got to go, "It's all okay," right? You don't have to judge us anymore. You're not messed up. You weren't born stupid. None of that, right? It's none of your fault. You can let all that go. You know, the Course in Miracles was really good. It gave like 365 reminders in the lesson part, the lesson part of the book. And that saved me, actually, during a period where I felt really lost. And I was like 33, and I was staying with my parents, and I felt so alone, and I could not share going through a divorce with my parents. I didn't want to tell anybody about it. I felt so alone. I had no friends. I couldn't make income. I was a mess, alone, in my parents' house. I was a mess in 1979. And that book saved me in a sense of energy. I felt the energy of that book. And there's a lot of people that, whether it's finances, whether it's their marriage, whether it's their kids, whether it's their aloneness, their health, the bankruptcy, gonna lose your home, whatever it is, we're all going through that together. And it's on purpose. It's on purpose so that we can move into the new earth. What is a new earth? That's actually a planet of a higher vibrational density that we can move into when we are totally clear emotionally of our stuff. That's one requirement. You can't take on any baggage onto the flight to new earth. Carry-on baggage. No carry-ons. No little doubts back here in your pocket. No little, issues of trust or, you got to be like totally clear of that. And then so-called your karma will be like, right? So basically all you got to work with is your trust, which is like your insecurities, your fears, your doubts. And 18-year-olds, 17-year-olds, well, they're going through obviously that phase in life. It's okay. But just know that when you allow your higher self to guide you, you'll come into the promised land, as they say. And not that all your problems will be solved, but you'll be in this flow. And you're all looking for that flow and more of it. And it's your right to have that flow, to be that flow. So here's the indication if your life's working or not. If you're in stress and in worry, then you're not in the quantum. And you have to get yourself somehow in the quantum or have that space be in your life. Does it make sense? Right? If you're pushing and pushing and like, "I tried everything. Oh my God, it's like worse." Okay. Then you need to sit down, remember this meditation, connect up, receive, and then let your higher self guide you to the next step in your life. There have been many times where I could have gone homeless, and there was times when I did. There were times when I did bankruptcy. There were times when I lost what little I had. I pretty much went through everything that people go through, except I wasn't abused growing up. So I don't know that one in this lifetime. But pretty much everything that what people have been going through, I've experienced. I don't know how I made it to this point. Referencing the Secret, that movie in the book, I haven't done my life like that. And that's not how I've manifested. So like this, I didn't visualize this manifesting through Heather. I gotta tell you. There's no way I visualize this happening. Just sort of, she's a kid, you want to do like the meditation class here? This is after now, they know I'm leaving, right? Okay. All right. So I'm just saying, a lot of what you're being taught, hey, I'm an example that it doesn't work for everybody. Because I don't go by the usual ways of metaphysical teachings because it's never worked for me. I didn't plan bankruptcy, although I got to tell you though, I had fear about not having enough money. So guess what? Mm-hmm. And when I went homeless, I got to tell you, before the house fire, which led me to homelessness, I actually was aware that I had a fear of going homeless, staying with my parents in California. And I'm going, why am I thinking this? Why am I thinking or this fear of like going homeless? That's not going to happen. Why am I thinking that? Well, within a year, guess what? It manifested. My greatest fear manifested. But guess what? I had people put me up that didn't even know me. And my best friends never offered to put me up. So you go figure that one out, right? But I was guided for 6 months. And then I had the thoughts, and then when everything ran out, and I was still in post-traumatic stress, and I couldn't find a job or a place to rent, and I had like no income, and I was down to like my last $1,000 or so. I said, okay, God, I'm going to go up to Mount Shasta. I'm either going to die or I'm going to make it. No in between. I'm either going to die or I'm going to make it. Okay, but if I'm going to die, I want to die on a beautiful mountain. I don't want to die in the Bay Area. So really, I went up there and I barely found a place. I mean, I didn't visualize it, but it was kind of given to me for a very low rent. But so I got saved again. There's so many times in my life where I got saved. So you need to understand also when you like surrender that part that like struggles, that you're going to be saved. Somebody's going to, like Heather did with this class, someone's going to say something, offer something, and that's going to be the start of another path for you. How I got to this place of financial security, if you could say that, was like 14 months ago. I was like on the verge of homelessness again in dreary Seattle. And I'm going, I definitely am not going to go homeless. I'll leave. I'll just constantly just leave. I'm not going to be homeless. Shelter's here in the winter. Are you kidding me? I don't want to suffer like that. And then, so Sheila Gale called me up out of the blue. And that's why I got on the radio show circuit. I didn't know who she was. I didn't know about these shows. I didn't visualize it. I was just ready for help. I mean, I was like, God help, because I can't do it anymore. So I was patient. I mean, I did what I could do practically, but, you know, I didn't force anything. And it came. And so one show led to another, which led to other things. And I picked up new sponsors. And all of this stuff just started coming. So I'm saying you don't have to visualize like the way that they teach you. You just be open to your next step. Right? Because that's all you can do. Right? If you're on the verge of homelessness or bankruptcy, you can only go to your next step, right? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to help you to feel safe enough to open up for your next step in receiving guidance, receiving energy, receiving practical, physical connections on the earth. And there's something funny that happens with this energy. You guys start connecting up with your soul groups, because that's part of what's in the field here. This intention to where whoever is exposed to the work gets more connected to their soul group. Your soul group helps you with your spiritual purpose. 30 years ago, no one talked about the soul group. What the heck is that? So those are a collection of beings that have a specific earth focus. For instance, you know people that love to save the animals and take care of the animals, the orphan animals on the earth. You know, all those organizations are being developed. Well, they're part of one soul group whose function is to help care for the animals on the earth that have been abused or neglected or abandoned. That includes dolphins, that includes tigers, that includes kitties, doggies, you name it, okay? There's many soul groups of healers, and, you know, there's subgroupings of those. The energy healers, the acupuncturists, the medical doctors. You got the artists. So all you that are creative and like that, you know, that part. Okay, you're part of a soul group, and so why not be more conscious of your support in the soul group? So, because they want to help you. That's like angels say, well, they're not asking. We're here in the employment office. You know, we're waiting for assignments and like us down here. They're not asking for help. So we're sitting here reading the newspaper in the employment office and they're bored because they can't come down here and help us unless they're asked, because that's one of their, it's a policy. They cannot come into your life unless you ask them, you consciously ask them. Not by name, but okay, angels, I need some help here. Then they go, okay, hey, we got a job today. Or for the next year. Okay? So if you're struggling, well, hey, bring in some help. Okay? We're touching on these different bases here so that you guys can, like, start to, how shall we say, be more receptive to the energies. Okay? Okay. So anything happening to your body has got an emotional reaction connection. Anything happening to your body. So you want to be aware of that tonight when we go into the meditation. So if you've got some kind of a chronic issue, you can ask to be more receptive to the cause and effect relationship, emotionally speaking. So it always has to do with the person and you. And it also has to do with an idea or a concept or a belief or an intention. Nothing's ever isolated, right? Okay. Now again, whatever you're going through, you cannot judge, oh God, I must be kind of messed up because I got this condition, right? Guilt and all that, right? So tonight is your opportunity to let go of all of that, all that guilty feelings about I wasn't quite spiritual enough, or I messed up because I did this, or oh, I should have done that and I didn't, and da-da-da-da, right? You guys all know that one, right? Okay. You know what guilt does is it sticks, it keeps the energy in your body. And it can form cancer, gallstones, whatever it is. Whatever condition, it'll keep the energy in, right? Guilt's a nasty one, see? So we can let that go tonight. Now, what might come up as the after effects from tonight is you might start getting some realizations about your relationship with your parents or what they taught you or how they reacted to you or didn't and all of that, okay? So we're taking the subconscious and, right? It's like we're stirring it up, right? Because you've got to stir it up to get to the new earth. You can't let that muddy part stay there. Because when you go through the door to the new earth, it's like you got to go through naked. It's like going through those scanners at the airport. Or these are the good ones where you can't hide anything on your person, right? You just got to go through naked, no clothes, no nothing, right? And then you're in the new earth, right? You're clean as a whistle. Doesn't mean you're perfect. We're not talking about that, but just like no emotional baggage, right? You know, you got to be totally believing in yourself that you can do whatever you came here to do. And so probably some of you are wanting more clarity on what really am I here to do? Now, if you're not doing, Joseph Campbell said, if you're not doing your bliss, then you're probably not very happy. If you're not doing your bliss and it's a struggle, well, that's an indication that you're not doing your bliss. Of course, your parents didn't say that, right? Didn't say follow your bliss, honey. Do what brings you joy. Don't worry about the money part. Don't worry about the status part. Don't worry about any of that. Just follow your bliss, right? But you're going to teach your kids that. And 18-year-olds are going to remember that, right? Follow your bliss. I have to pick on the young ones because they're part of why I'm here, that younger generation. Okay, we're going to get started shortly here. So I want you to feel in your body where you're holding the most amount of stress, tension, pain, or discomfort. Well, you probably already know. But we're going to focus on that. We're not going to get involved with it, but I want you to become aware of the place in your body that gives you the most trouble, that acts out the most, right? So what you're going to do in this meditation is you're going to love it like you've never had before. How about that? Now, this activation is for everyone that's going to be listening to this. This is a live evergreen activation. So whenever anybody listens to this, they will get the live energy of this today, plus what is also current in the field that we've created here. Okay. Now you want to make sure your spine is comfortable. Now, feel free to be or not be in your body during this activation. And all sounds you may hear in the physical environment are supportive sounds to help you to go really deep into your meditation. Okay, we're going to feel into the earth first. And we're going to feel that beautiful energy called the Earth Mother, divine consciousness. And we're going to feel the power of the mineral kingdom, your favorite crystals, whether it's quartz, amethyst, ruby, sapphire, whatever. You choose one, your favorite crystal or stone, and you're going to align with that energy now. Take a deep breath into the earth. And you're going to allow that particular rock or mineral or stone to be one of your assistants in this meditation tonight. Okay, now you're going to imagine and feel. We're going to use the power of intention, which is beyond mind, comes from your soul. We're going to use the felt sense that we call a kind of a kinesthetic sense. And we're going to use the power to envision, which is the next level up from visualization and imagination. And this is all from the soul. It's not from your ego or your personality part. So you're going to relax your body now into your favorite stone, crystal, mineral of the earth. And you're going to tell your body to begin to receive. It's okay to begin to receive now into your body through the feet or your base chakra the healing power of this particular stone. And let it go to that place that you tune into that's most uncomfortable in your body. Okay, now you're going to use the breath to stay focused. Very important. Use the power of the breath and breathing. We're going to breathe in through the nose, and we're going to exhale. For the first 7 times, we're going to exhale through the mouth and making the soft sound, okay? For the first 7 breaths only. Okay, so you're going to breathe in to your brain now. Take the light up into your brain. And then slowly exhale through the ha sound. Now as you do that, you're going to feel your body really grounding to the earth when you do that. Okay, again, you're going to breathe into the light. You're going to merge with the light and take it and activate your pineal gland in your brain. And just exhale and let go. Just let go. That's it. Okay, full breath. Into the belly and up and into the lungs and diaphragm. Full breath. Activating pituitary, pineal, and thalamus now. In the brain. Slowly exhaling through the ha sound. Let out all the air from your stomach. Okay. Continue until you do 7 times. Breathe up into the brain. Feel the light beginning to activate in the brain. Taking all the old energy and exhaling it, letting it go into the earth. Feel your body becoming really solid with the earth. Breathing again. Taking the light deep now into the core, the very middle part of your brain. Slowly exhaling, letting out all the air, relaxing your forehead muscles, relaxing your jaw, your shoulders, your thighs, your fingers, your toes, relaxing all your muscle groups. And now breathe naturally. Now you're going to make through your intention and actually your felt sense, and with your envisioning power of your soul. You're going to, once and for all, remove your attachment from your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, the collective astral field of humanity, and from all morphogenic fields that have to do with duality. You're going to withdraw your energy from all of that and bring it back to the soul. You're going to disengage from your pain body. You're going to disengage from everybody else's problems, diseases, issues, traumas and dramas, their stories, their excuses. That includes your parents, your kids, your friends, your spouse, your lovers, everybody. You're going to detach yourself from everybody else's stuff. Let it go out the solar plexus. Let it go out your base chakra. Actually feel it move out of your head. Wherever it is, just let it go. You're going to withdraw your attention from everybody else's stuff and bring all of your energy back to you, back to the soul. Take a deep breath and breathe the light down your spine and see it as spirals of light encircling the spine down to the sacrum. And you're going to tell the brain, to tell the spine that it can begin to relax so that it can receive the light, so that it can reset itself back to its original structural divine blueprint of alignment and integrity. Take a deep breath. Allow your body to move, twitch, jerk if it needs to. You're going to give permission to the body to readjust itself in the spine. That includes the neck. That includes all injuries to the neck, the spine, the sacrum, the pelvic area. Okay, so now as you are disengaging from all of this, from the confusion and chaos of the world and everybody you know, you're going to feel yourself floating through an arc of light or a tunnel of light into what we call the unified field. This is a quantum. This is that feeling of open spaciousness, of stillness, of the void, of silence. Okay, allow yourself to move deeper into the core of this stillness. Now begin to connect to the still point of every other being in this galaxy that's in this place of stillness. You are still you, and you are allowing a connection with all life forms in this field of oneness. You're going to begin to feel the collective power of this stillness. Let it grow. Let it expand. Let it deepen. Let go of your body. Let go of all your earthly considerations, your to-do lists, and move all of your awareness into the still point. Now imagine the still point that is within you and with every other life form is being fed and nourished by the power that comes through the great central sun. And then you can actually feel a power of the sun in the core of your being. You know, give yourself permission to be and hold this expanded space. And we'd like you to envision your physical body on the earth from this place of expansion. And as a soul, you're going to be a clear and perfect channel for the light that comes from the great central sun, and you're going to act as a conduit to channel now this Christed vibration of light and sound and knowledge to your body through the brain. So envision and feel and hold the intention now that your body is beginning to receive directly from you, the soul, from prime source to the great central sun, all the energy, information, knowledge that your body is ready to receive and integrate into daily practical life. And you're going to feel and see all levels of your physical body beginning to lighten up, that your organs are going to begin to carry more light, as well as your glands, all parts of your brain, your spinal column. There's more light flowing through your chakras, all 144,000, that all the power points in your body are being activated. I'm going to see this light, and you can envision it as waves of light or spirals of light. This energy is moving through to all your ancestors, all the way back to the very beginning. It's moving through your genetic line, and it's moving through and to and through as many levels as your ancestors can receive in this now moment. That includes all of your family members, as well as your pets. See it moving to everyone that you care about, that you have known in your life, or you had some kind of a deep connection. This includes also on a business level. Now see this light as it moves through your body, moving through all levels of your home and your automobiles. See it moving through your workplace. Your business space. Wherever you frequent on the earth. See it moving through the land in your community. We're going to slowly begin to anchor now into the physical body on the earth, keeping that expanded state of awareness and oneness. see your body receiving continual levels of waves of light that are penetrating deep into the subatomic layers of your body. Each organ, each gland, in each system of your physical, etheric, emotional, mental bodies. Now, we're going to call forth your inner child. And notice what age your inner child appears now. That is the age that is ready to receive the healing, the energy. So ask your little one to simply be very open to receive. You can ask him or her to lie down if that is comfortable, but in some position to fully receive. And you're going to surround your little one with a golden light that is so nurturing and so loving, is beyond comprehension. At this point, we're going to call forth now your angel helpers, be they archangels, any order of angels, from the angel pool. I'm going to ask you to take a few moments and to give them some assignments relating to your daily life, relating to what you are currently moving through. And as you connect with these angelic presences, you will feel that there is a natural connection between your soul and their core essence from that place behind your physical heart. There are angels that help you to study. There are money angels that help you to release your issues with money. There are business angels. There are tech angels. There are angels for everything that we do here on the earth. There are angels of love, angels of wisdom, angels of clarity, eternal peace, great joy and bliss and ecstasy. There are angels that work with helping to heal the physical body. Now breathe deeply. Allow the body to connect energetically through the breath. Breathe into your belly button. Now there's what is called the many order of brotherhoods and sisterhoods in creation. Most are unknown. Many do not have names. So, as you are ready, you can call forth those assemblies of masters, male and female, that you know very well on the inner planes, and who have assignment with you regarding your spiritual path and the manifestation of your path. So we want to bring them in closer now into your awareness, taking a deep breath, and begin to imagine that your heart is merging with their heart energetically, that your heart space is becoming one and the same. You're keeping your individuality, and yet you're opening to connection. This connection comes through an inner knowing that bypasses even the mind. It's an inner knowing, an inner feeling that even is transcendent of intuition. Now take this knowing and breathe and anchor it through your solar plexus. Feel the power of your I am moving through your solar plexus. And we're going to ground it into the earth through the feet. And as you are ready, you can hold the intention on a daily basis as your mantra, clear and perfect channel. The power of love and allowance, and the power of grace. Okay, take a deep breath into the lungs. Okay, let the energy move down through your arms, your legs. Allow it to move through all of your joints. Every joint in your body, from your toes to your fingers, your ankles, your knees, your wrists, your elbows, your shoulder joints, your hip joints, all your vertebrae, your rib cage. Now, we're going to do something very funny here. Going to ask Prime Source to give you a big cup of light that you are going to drink in your imagination. So receive this cup now and begin to drink this cup and allow your physical body to feel the effects of drinking what is in, what is filled in the cup. Drink it slowly and feel it moving through your digestive system. Taste it. Swallow it. Smell it. Feel it in your stomach. It moving through your intestines and your colon. And let it settle in at the base of your spine. You're going to give yourself permission now to hold this feeling of expansion for as long as you can. And give yourself permission to be exactly who you are, in spite of what you think. And give yourself permission to be spontaneous, creative, humorous, articulate, wise. Gentle. Okay, let the light descend all the way down through your whole body into the earth. And now let that feeling from the earth come back up into your body, all the way up into your brain, even past your brain, back out into the universe. And now three times you're going to breathe in the truth. I am as God created me. Breathe in. I choose to manifest the most powerful energy in all of creation. Take a deep breath. And I now choose to let go of all illusions and falsehoods that do not align to that which I am. Take a deep breath. Okay, now begin to fully come back into the body. Feel the room, feel the space in the room, your feet, your spine, your tailbone. Feel your back, top of your head. Feel the palms of your hands. And when you are ready, you can slowly open the eyes, and choose to be in the now. And please drink plenty of fluids today. And as always, we send our blessings. And know that you are loved and supported always on all levels and all situations. That you are never alone. And the universe does love you indeed. So be it.